I've never thought of myself as somebody that would be good at rodeos, and there's a reason for that. Hey, I'm Blake, and this is your Tailgate Talk. So, a little while back, come here, dude. A little while back, we had about a three-month-old calf I needed to catch and do a little vaccinating with, and, tag and all that stuff. And, this is a bit of a self-deprecating story. Can I just preface this? I'm just going to be honest with you. This is going to be a tailgate talk where Blake is much less than glorified. Okay. So let's just be honest here. So I had a day where I was not exactly the sharpest knife in the jar. I don't even know how that expression goes today. It's fine. And I decided that, I'd already caught this calf once. We've got a calf catcher pole. It's got a hook on the end of it. You extend it out. So I thought I'll just catch this calf again. Now, granted, the calf was not a few days old anymore. It was a few months old and kind of gotten a little bigger and a little more, spry and energetic and strong. So, now weighs at this point more than me. So, that's fine. And it's actually her right over there. I don't know if you can see her now anymore. But so I thought I'm just gonna grab her, and I'll vaccinate her, stick her ear tag in. Everything's fine. My wife was out here. We were trying to catch her, and that was the plan. I didn't want to have to try to get her up in the chute and all that stuff. Nah, I'll just catch her in the field and do what I got to do. Didn't want to rope her. I'm not a roper guy. I'm not real good with the lasso. It's not a skill that I've ever acquired. Probably should. I'm not a cowboy. I'm just not a cowboy. So here I go with my calf pole. And we go to chasing this calf, and I did catch the calf once, and of course she just jumped right out of that pole and took off running again, and it was a blast. It was an adventure. A whole lot of chasing with a whole lot of accomplishing nothing is what it amounted to. And a whole lot of my wife being entertained by watching me chase a calf. It was a blast. And what did we learn that day, boys and girls? We learned that there was a better way to do it. And you know what I ended up doing? Well, I'll just tell you what I ended up doing. I ended up corralling the calf in the chute, squeeze chute, and doing it the way I should have done it all along. So, yeah, that's what I did. Reminds me of something that Solomon said in Ecclesiastes. Solomon's kind of right. Hey, get away from that camera. Hey! Solomon's writing in the book of Ecclesiastes. Solomon is writing about his pursuits in life in Ecclesiastes. And he's writing about all of the things, I'm totally leaving this in here, by the way, that he's pursued in life. He's talking about riches. He's talking about power. He's talking about prestige. He's talking about relationships. He's talking about all these things. And in chapter 2, verse 11, he said, all of those things, he uses the word vanity a lot, but in chapter 2, verse 11, he says, all of those things were like chasing the wind. Now, my wife should have named this calf Wind, because I felt like that's what I was chasing that day. Speaking of wind, all of that to say, Solomon said that those pursuits of everything other than truth and God were pointless. Because when he finally got to the thing he was pursuing, it was empty. You'll never catch true fulfillment in anything but God. So can I just tell you today, get out of here, Homer. Get out of here. Can I just tell you today to do an assessment of your life and ask yourself, what are you chasing? What are you chasing today? What is it that your life is pursuing today? And if it's anything but Him, if your life is pursuing anything but Him, you're chasing the wind. And if you do catch what you're chasing, it'll be empty. It'll be hollow. And it'll leave you still wanting more. Listen, I sure do appreciate you joining me and hanging with me through this long, drawn-out wrestling match with Homer. Do me a favor, and underneath this video, click that share button. Help us get the word out about Tailgate Talks and, more importantly, the Ministry of Life Word, sharing the gospel of Jesus, making the name of Jesus famous around the world. Until next time, I hope you have a great, great week. I'm going to save you a seat right up here on the tailgate. You never know where we're going to drop the tailgate and have a chat. Until then, I love you, and we'll see you next time.